That's how it's good to have 10 times Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. You need these first two, because later on, there's only 4 times that he changes from Big Day Kiddush to Big Day Chilul. Throughout the day of Yom Kippur, he only changes 4 times. We'll soon see the 4 times. So in between each changing, he had to do 2. That's how you have 8. Now, so where's the 10? The first 2. So Bishlam, according to Rameyah, the first changing from his Big Day Chilul to the Big Day Zohov, he had to wash the hands 2 times. That's how you get 10. Elul Rabbanah, but according to our Mishnah, that says this first changing, you only wash your hands 1 time. L'chura Tisha Hevi, you only have 9 times the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Where do you have the 10 times? Trashi Tisha Hevi, the Chosulay Tefillah Rishayin Nechat Kiddush. By the first Tefillah, this is one of the 5 Tefillahs, and the first Tefillah, since you only took off your Big Day Chol, you don't have to wash your hands for that Pshita. So you only wash your hands for the next Levishas, you only have 9. Have the Gemara Poshit. Amriloch Rabbonon Tidusha Basra. I'll tell you, the last Kiddush is the 10th one. Ki Posha Big Day Kiddush. After we finished the whole Avodah Sayyim, after we changed 4 times, now the last Pshita, when he's taken off his Big Day Kiddush to put on the Big Day Chol, according to the Rabbonin, for the Pshita alone you have to make a Kiddush. So in the morning, you make 1 Kiddush, Nekova Denu Levisha. And at the end of the day, when you've taken off your Big Day Kiddush, you have to make another Kiddush to cover the Pshita. That's how you have your 10. You have 1 at the beginning, 1 at the end, and then the 4 times in between that he changes from Big Day Kiddush to Big Day Lovin, from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin, 2 at each time. That's how you have your 10, even according to Rabbanan. Trashi Kedusha Basra, Kishagomar Avoidas, Kol Ayoim, Upoishit Big Day Kiddush, Pulevish Big Day Choyol, Ovid Lehosom, Kishabol Lishit Big Day Kiddush, Lidan, the Sviralon, Kiddush Chad Apshita. The Rabbanan Svari is 1 is for the Pshita, 1 is for Levisha. So now it's very good. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says, "Ubo Aaron el oil moed." It's in the middle of the parsha of the Avodas Hayom and Yom Kippur here. Here's in pasuk of Gimel. It puts this pasuk that Ubo Aaron el oil moed ufoshat as big day habod ashalovash bevoyel akoyish v'nichem shom. He takes those big day habod. Now here the Torah does not say exactly for what purpose does Aaron have to come in. Just as Ubo Aaron el oil moed, he has to come in right now. Doesn't say for what purpose. Mara, Loma hu bo, why is he coming in? Is Eine bo en lohitzi es akaf yes amachtam. I tell you, he's only coming in to the Heichel, to Kodesh HaKadoshim, to take out the kaf and the machtam, the shovel and the pan that he brought the Ktoros inside. Why? The chol ha-pasha kula nemra l'seder. All the sukkim here in Achre Mois that say about the Avodah Siyam of Yom Kippur is k'seder. Chutz mi posik zim. This posik is one interruption that doesn't really belong here. Why? My time, what do you say this for? Why do you say this pasuk is not in the right place? And it goes like this. Because Amar Rav Chisda, you say this, Gemiri, we know halach l'mashim Sinai, that chomesh tfilois, the asara kiddushin, toivo kohen gadol l'mekadosh boi b'yoyim. On Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol had to go to the mikvah 5 times, and he had to make 10 times kiddush adayim v'raglayim. And why is that so? The first tfilah was before he went into the asara, and then 4 times when he changes the begodim from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin, Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zov, Zov to Lovin, Lovin to Zov, each time he changes, he has to go to the mikvah and he has to be toivel. And he has to make 2 times Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So that's how you have 5 tefillahs and 10 kiddushim. Now, the Kisidron, if you tell me this pasuk here, like is in the right place, it's not Shlevim Kaimai, if you read the psukim itself, Le Mishkachas Lu El Sholosh tefillahs. The Pesukim itself only say 3 times that the Kohen Gadol changes from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin, Lovin to Zov, and then Zov back to Lovin. That's all the Torah says. So according to the Pesukim itself, it's mashma only 3 times he changes the Gadim. So he'll have to go to the mikvah those 3 times, and 1 time he went to the mikvah in the morning before he came into the Azara, so you only have 4 times the Tefillahs. So how come we have a Loch L'Moshe, he went 5 times, and Vayta V'Shisha Kedushim? If you only went to the mikvah 3 times, you'll only have 6 kedushim in between. So how do we have this extra tefillah? Elamai, this pasuk of the hev of uvo aron eloy amayid is not in the right place. So this is in the wrong place, and therefore in between there's another changing of the begodim. That's how we have now 4 times he had to change his begodim. So that's very good. He had to change 4 times, 4 tefillahs in the mikvah, 8 Kiddush in the Yudayim Berglayim, and then one Tefillah in the morning, and the Kiddush then, and the Kiddush at the end. That's why you have the 10. The Rosh like this. This is the Seder now. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Minayin L'chomish Tefillah. How do we know the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had to go to the Mikvah 5 times? The Asara Kiddush. And he had to be Kiddush Yudayim Berglayim 10 times. She'atoyvo Kohen Gadol. On the Kaddish B'Bayon. How do we know? The Bosa says, Uvo Aaron Eloi Amoyin. Uvo Shat as Big Day Habod. V'ruachatz Besar B'mayim. V'mokam Kaddish. He has to go to the Mikvah, V'mokam Kaddish. V'lov Ashes Begodim. Then he puts on a new set of Begodim. V'yotze goes outside, V'yotze, and he does his Avoida. Holomarato, from here we learn out, that what? That Shekol HaMishana, whoever, whenever, anytime the Kohen Gadol changes, may Avoida Le Avoida, one set of Begodim, that he was doing inside Lefnim, and now he's changing to put on the big days of, is Toyin Tefillah, you have to go to the mikvah. That's what we're dashing from this pasuk. That every time he changes begodim, he has to go to the mikvah. So since he changes begodim 4 times, he had to go to the mikvah 4 times. And the first tefillah was in the morning the 5th time. Omer Rebbe, so now Rebbe is saying another drosha, how we know these 5 tefillahs and 10 kedushim. First Rebbe Yehuda said one shot, now Rebbe is saying like another drosha. Amar Rabbi Minayin Lachomish Tfilos, the Yasore Kiddushin, Shetoivo Koyen Godul Mekadish Boibayim. How do we know Tak on Yom Kippur? He had to do 5 Tfilos and 10 times to Mekadish Yudayim Braglayim. Shinem Ridashin is from another Posek. The Posek says, Ksoinez Bad Koydish Yilbosh. Like you should put on a big day Vad, the white begodim made from linen. O Michnis Saivad Yal Besorish, wears underpants. O the Avneid Bad Yachkor, he has to wear the Gartel. Over mitznefes bad yitznef, he has to wear the mitznefes also without a bad. Big day kodeshim, these are begodim shal kodesh. Verochatz b'mayim es besoroi, he has to wash and need to go to the mikvah. Olaveshim, and he has to put on these begodim, these big day lovin. His whole maratov from here we learn out. Shekol hamishanem yavoida laavoida. Here, like he was taking off his big day zohov, the golden, the 8 begodim, amanas to put on these 4 begodim. And the Pasuk says, Toyin Tefillah, he has to have a mikvah. So from here we learn out that every time the Kohen Gadol changes his begodim, he has to have a tefillah. For Yom, when the Pasuk also says, Big Day Kodeshim, that these begodim are Kodesh, which is really an extra word here, but Pshita we're talking about the begodim are Kodesh. So here we learn out to say what, Hukshu kol ha-begodim kulim zelazim. All the begodim are Hukish zelazim. And our, like Rashi says, Yom be the Kodeshim, B'toich mikra zeh atzmoi is a drush, it's an extra posik. Like later we'll see exactly what we dashed in from this posik of Vigdei Kodeshein. Now the Gemara explains, like this goes both according to Rebbe and both according to Rebbe Yehuda, that v'chomeish avoidois hein. He's both according to Rebbe Yehuda, both according to Rebbe, they're two different sukkim. How do we know that when he changes from one begad to the other begad, he has to have a tefillah? Now, how many times does he change? So Gemara says, V'chomesh avoid the same. There are 5 different avoiders that Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur. Tomit shel shachar b'big day zov. The first avoid he does in the morning is with his big day zov. He has to do the tomit shel shachar. Then he does avoiders hayoyim b'big day lovin. He does the avoiders hayoyim. He brings the kabonas hayoyim and he brings the keteris wearing the big day lovin when he goes lefnayim lefnim. Then he has to come outside to do eloi v'elhom. He brings his korban da'il, and he brings the korban for the tibur, which is done outside, the big day zov. Then, this is the chiddush now, that even though before he was inside doing the k'teris, when he comes out, he doesn't come out with the kafel machta, but he interrupts, he makes an interruption, he comes outside to do the eloi, the elom, then he goes back in again to get the kafel machta, the big day lovin. He has to change over again to put on the big day lovin. That was the chiddush of the pasuk before, Uvu Aaron Eloi Yomayid, that the Pasuk is out of place to teach us that in between the Eloi, he has to stop and go back in again to get the Kafel Machta. And that's done the big day loving. Then, Tomet Shoven Habayim, the big day Zov. So these are the 4 changes that he has to do on Yom Kippur. Now, Minayin Shekol Tfilo Tfilo Tzricha Shnei Kedushin. Here's like another Sharon now. How do we know in between each Tfilo, you have to do 2 times to Mekadosh Yodayim Verglayim? It's up until now we just learned you have to have 5 the 4 changes, and each change needs a tefillah. Similarly, we know he has to go to the mikvah 4 times, and the first time in the morning, that's the 5th time.
But how do we know now that by each tefillah you have to have a kiddush shadayim two times? Maybe only one, or mehechtesi altogether. So here's some machlokes. The Gemara says, Talmudim, the first rosh is ufoshat v'rochat. Like the first apostle says, take off your begodim. And then v'rochat here will soon dash in v'rochat, meaning the kiddush shadayim v'rochat. And then we also dash in v'rochat v'lovash. That before, like when you're putting on the new set of begodim, there's also an inyan of a rechitza to make a kiddush shadayim v'rochat. Like Rashi says, Talmud Leima uforshat parochats. Hach milsa Rebbe komalo. This is Rebbe's drosha. Degoma tfilois mi varochats pamayim. He learned out the Indian of tfilom from the posik varochats pamayim. They're still the big day loving. The yaitzele haikro the Rebbe Yehuda. And this whole posik is extra now. The dorish lo likidushin. To tell you there's an Indian to be mekadosh yodayim verglayim. Uforshat parochats. Varochats falovash. Means hitel hakosse varochats. The Torah puts the word v'rochatz in between bein uposhat v'lovash, between uposhat and v'lovash. Lipten to teach us, to give us rechitza l'pshita, that there's an inyan to make a kiddush adayim v'glayim l'kabed the pshita for taking off the old begodim, or rechitza l'lovisha. And the second time you have to be lovash because of the new l'visha. You have to have a second kiddush adayim v'glayim. This is the way the Tanakhama learns out. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer, he says no. Kal v'chayma, he learns that from Kal v'chayma. Oma b'mokim shein toin tefila. Ma duch a regular koyim when he comes into the avoid in the morning. He doesn't have to go to the mikvah. So still toin kiddish, he has to have a kiddish adayim v'raglayim. Is mokim she toin tefila over here on Yom Kippur, when the koyim gadol has to be tefil in between changing the begodim, is eino din she toin kiddish? Isn't it for sure that he also has to have a kiddush adayim v'raglayim? So that's how we know whenever he has to go to the mikvah to change the begodim, for sure he also has to have a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. For the Gemara, ima lahalan, kiddush echod. If you're learning it out from a regular kohen, like when he comes in to do the avodah in the morning, he has to have a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Over there, you only have to do it one time. Maybe afkan kiddush echod. Here also, when the kohen gadol changes his begodim, maybe he only has to be mekadosh his hands one time. Talmud Leima, this with dash in the posik, uvo Aaron Eloyim Moed, uforshat es big dehabad, asher lovash. Ma Talmud Leima asher lovash. What does the posik have to say? Take off the clothing that you are wearing. Like pshita, klum odom poishet elam asher lovash. Doesn't the person only take off something he was wearing? Like what does the posik have to say? Take off what you are wearing. Elo, the posik is telling us, Lahakish pshit lelavisha. It's coming to tell us the hekish, the taking off to the putting on. Ma lavisha, just like we're putting on the new begodim. We have this svaros kavachayma. Toyin kiddush, you have to make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Is that pshita toyin kiddush? Who are then taking off your old begodim is also a svaros to make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So that's how your blessed Rav Shimon learns out, you have to have two times a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Like Rashi says, Ma mokim shein toyin tefila means kol yemois hashana habo la'avoid ein toyin tefila min atayro elim medivrei seifrim liskor tumi yishana. So in Yisfarim with Rabbon, like we had before, we had viewed the sheet that was you have to have this tefila. Still we say toyin kiddush before you come in to do the avoidah in the morning. You have to first make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Dichtiv, the posik says, b'voyom eloyom moyed ubekirb Ovikirbosam El Hamizbeh Yirchatsu. You have to wash your hands. Al Bizoy here by Yom Kippur. Mokam Shitoyan Tfilo by Yom Kippur. The whole Khalifa's begodim. Every time he changes begodim, he has to go to the mikvah. Is Ain't a din that he has to make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim? Then the Gemara asks, maybe only one. How do we know? Two times. Tzvidash in Ma'alavi Shitoyan Kiddush. Tenafkle Mikabuchem Mitzvilo. Kiddi Amorin. Omi Vaposhat Verochat Ledorish Rablezer of Shimon. Shetoyin kiddushin the riboyle letzvila lachla the big days of Krib Yehuda. Like this, we'll see later. He needs this pasuk for something else. So the kids said, "This is the way we're learning out now." That zayik koron to Reb Yehuda, zayik koron to Rebbe. There are four times that the kohen gadol has to change over his begodim, and each time he has to have a tefila. And we're learning out now two different ways. How do we know each time he went to the mikvah he had to have two times the kiddush adayim v'raglayim? Either pasuk cause the hekesh of a love. It says poshat v'rochatz v'lovash, or else because of this kal v'chayma now, and also we'll have the hekesh of poshat v'rochatz to say you have to have two times
a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. All right, now let's see Rashi now. Rashi on top says, Uvu Aaron Eloyim Moed, Nemar Acha Shegomar HaKtoro. The pasuk says this after he finished doing the Ktoros, Umatem Domen Par V'Choyim. Is Lama Hubo El Heichol Hare Gomar Avedosa. He already finished all his Avedis. After Mikra Zeh, Lepirish Mayasa L'Sham. And the pasuk also doesn't say, why does Aaron have to come in? So we say, Eina Boyle Lohitzi Kafa Machtem. Shehaniyach Ben Abadim. He left there Ben Abadim. Now, Shekola Parsha Nemru Hamikroyas Al Seder Avoidus Hamischalfos Kisidrim. The rest of the Parsha of Acher Mois says every Avoidus the way it was supposed to be. The Parsha's Kach Seder Avoidosim. Chutzim Mikruz, only this Posseg is different. Shekosa Hoitsoy is Kach Umachto. It says about taking out the pail and the shovel. Af Im Avoidus Apnim is with the Avoidus Apnim. The pasuk doesn't say that he has to go outside and bring the ayil and ayil om, the time in between. That when he was inside doing the avodas panim, he did the k'taris, and then he brought out the machter also, and then he did the ayil. So he doesn't have to go back in again. He'll only have to have three times changing over the begodim. That's why we say this chiddush now. And here we're dashing Reb Chisda that gemiri that five times he had to go to the mikvah. So for sure, four times he had to be changed over his begodim. How do we have that? That the hoitzoyis kafu machta was like in between, like he had it while he was inside after doing the keteris, after doing the panim, he had to go outside and bring his ayil and ayil home. And then he had to change over to Big Day Lover for that. Then he had to go back in again with Big Day Lover to take out the Kafu Machta. And then he came outside again, and again he put on Big Day Zov to do the Ktoros, to do the Talmid Shobein Abayim. So B'kitza, the way the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur was like this. First he had to make a Tfilom outside, and then he put on his Big Day Zov, and he went inside to do the Talmid. After he did the Talmid, then he had to go to the mikveh again, change the begodim, put on Big Day Lovin, and go inside the flan lefnin to do the avodas hayoyim. And he did the keteris then also. Then he came outside to do the ayloi, the aylom, and he had to change over from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zov. Then he had to go back in again to take out the kafa machta from the keteris. So he had to change again a third time from the Big Day Zov to the Big Day Lovin to go inside. And then a fourth time he had to change from the Big Day Lovin back to the Big Day Zov in order to finish off the avodas of the Tamid Shobein Habayim. All right, we'll stop here. You'll start over again. Again, there were two memories. Come up around 10 lines down. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda. He started off. Yehuda said, "Minayin lechomash tefilos v'yasari kedushin shetayvo kohen gadol u'mekadosh bayi bayoyim." How do we know that, like the Mishnah says on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol has to go to the mikvah five times, and he has to have 10 times a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? So Yehuda shita is tamalayim. The pasuk says, "Uvo Aaron Eloyim Moed ufarshat as big dehabod v'rochat v'sara b'mayim b'mokim kodesh v'lovish as begodah v'yotzav yosa olamaratom shekol hamishanim yavoida liyavoida toyin tefilah." This pasuk is saying, take off the Big Day Habod and go to put on your Big Day Zohov, and you have to go to the mikvah. So we see when you change your clothing, you have to go to the mikvah. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Raya. Every time the Kohen Gadol would change his clothing, he had to go to the mikvah. That's the Yehuda Shita. Now Omar Rabbi says a little bit different. Minayin lechomish tefilas v'yasara kedushin shetayva Kohen Gadol u'mekadosh bayi bayoyim. How do I know that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah five times? And really the five times is we had one time he does in the morning before he comes in. And then there are four times that he changes his begotten back and forth. That's the next four tefillahs. How do you know this? Shenema, the pasuk says, K'soynes bad kodesh yulbosh, O'mitnes say bad yiyah al besoroi, O'vavnei bad yachum, O'vestefes bad yitznof, Big day kodesh ayim, V'rochas pamayim es besoroi lovashim. So the pasuk is saying now, when you're taking off your big day zov, to put on the Big Day Bat, to put on the four begodim, the four Big Day Lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. Here you learn out, that's Rebbe's drosha. So there are two different sukkim to learn this out from, The two times the Torah says when the Kohen Gadol changes his begodim, he has to go to the mikvah. Now Rebbe Yenzor for Yomer, here the pasuk says big day kodeshim, he's changing his begodim that are kodesh, they big day kuna. His hook shall call up begodim kulam zelazir, that all the begodim are hookers zelazir. And the Gemara soon, on number of days, will soon see what Rebbe meant to say. That the Gemara is going to ask, Rebbe's posik, Sonis Bad Yilbosh, the posik is talking about that you're taking off your big day Zohov, the eighth begodim, the Kohen Gadol, and he's putting on now the four big day Lovin. For this, we see you have to go to the mikvah. The Gemara is going to ask, how do we know the opposite way? If you take off your big day Lovin, Al Manas to put on the big day Zohov, how do we know at that time also you have to go to the mikvah? And that's the Gemara's teretz that Rebbe said, V'yomer, big day Kodeshim. The pasuk says that these are big day kodesh, means hook shall call up begodim kulam zelazir. All the begodim have the same halacha. They just like when you switch from big day zov to big day lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. Who are doing the opposite? When you change from big day lovin to big day zov, you also have to go to the mikvah. Now the Mora says the chomesh avoydis same. There were five avoydis the Kohen Gadol did. Tomid shal shachar the big day zov. First he put on the big day zov to do the tomid shal shachar. Then avoid the sayoyim the big day lovin. He had to bring the kabbonah shal yom kippur with wearing big day lovin. Then ayloi the eloam the big day zov. He had to change back again to the big day zov to do his carbon ayl and the carbon oil. Then kafu machta the big day lovin. Then he had to go back inside again to put on the big day lovin to take out the kafu and the machta shal the k'teris, the pin and the shovel of the k'teris. Then he came outside again to put on again the big day zov to do the tamar shabeng habayim, the big day zov. These are four times the Kohen Gadol changed the godim, and in between he had to go to the mikvah. And the first time he goes to the mikvah in the morning, so that's how we have the five tefillos. Now, uminayin shekol tefillos tzvirah shnei kedushin. How do we know that in between you go every time you go to the mikvah, you have to be mekadesh your hands twice? Like we're saying, there are 10 times on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol has to make a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That means 2 each time he changes the godim. How do we know this? So Talmud Loyma, the first of Gemara says, we learn out the pasuk says ufoshat. He takes off his begodim. Then the next pasuk says v'rochatz, and we're going to dash, and this v'rochatz does not mean going to the mikvah, but it means a kiddush adayim v'raglayim, because the word v'rochatz is extra. We have other psukim to say it means already going to the mikvah. So this v'rochatz means a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. And then if the next pasuk says v'lovash, so we put the v'rochatz in between the poshat and v'lovash, as if to say you have to have a kiddush because you took off a pair of begodim, and you have to have another kiddush l'kavod putting on, you're wearing the new begodim. So that's how we know each time you have to have 2 times a kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. That's the Tanakama. We have Elazar Reb Shimon Omer. He says another pshat. How do I know that each time you change the begodim, you have to have 2 times a kiddush yodayim v'raglayim? He has a kabbal chayma. Omar b'mokim shoyin toyin tefillah. Shein toyin tefillah. Toyin kiddush. Madrich every morning when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have a kiddush adayim v'raglayim, even though you don't have to have a tefillah midiraisa, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So mokam shetoyin tefillah here on Yom Kippur, that there's a mitzvah to be toivel in the mikvah, ain't a din shetoyin kiddush. Isn't it for sure that each time the Kohen Gadol changes his begodim, he has to have the kiddush adayim v'raglayim? For at the Gemara, ima lahalan kiddush echad afkan kiddush echad, but maybe only 1 time. How do we know to say 2 times? When you come in the morning, you only have to mekadesh your hands 1 time. So how do we know here, when you change begodim, go to the mikvah, you have to do it 2 times? Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, Uvo Aaron Eloyo Moed, Ufoshat Es Bidei Abode Shalovash. Now, Ma Talmud Leima Shalovash. There's an extra word here. He takes off his clothing that he was wearing. Like Pshita, Klum Adam Poishet Elama Shalovash. What else do you take off? A person only takes off the clothing he was already wearing. So what does the pasuk have to say? Take off your clothing that you were wearing. Elo, this extra word, Ashalovich, is telling us, Lahakesh Pshita Lelavisha, to make a hekeshia that taking off the clothing has the same halach like putting on the new clothing. As if to say, Ma Lavisha Torin Kiddush, just like cover the new clothing, you have to have a Kiddush Yodayim Verglayim, is a Pshita Torin Kiddush. Who are then cover taking off the old clothing, also you have to have a Kiddush Yodayim Verglayim. So that's how we know you have to have 2 times a Kiddush Yodayim Verglayim in between with the Kohen Gadol, like goes to the mikvah, in between he changes his clothing. So mainly he changes the clothing 4 times, so there are 4 tefillahs, and then 1 tefillah in the morning, that's 5, and then the kiddush also, 1 kiddush in the morning, and then 1 kiddush at the end of the day when he took off his big day zov. And in between you had 8 kiddushim, so together it was 10 kiddushim. Now we're going back like Omar to explain these 2 mandiyomrim. We had a Rabbi Yehuda Shita dashing from 1 posik, and we had Rebbe the dashing from another posik. Like how do we know that when the Kohen Gadol changes his clothing, he has to go to the mikvah?
So before was Om Rav Yehuda. Minayin l'chomish tefilos v'asor ha-kedushin sh'toyim v'kerin godl m'kadosh boi b'yoyim. How do we know this halacha? Talmud loyma uvo Aaron el oyel moyed. V'rochat says b'sora b'mayim. Says he comes into the oyel moyed and he has to go to the mikvah. B'mokim kodesh. And he has to be toivol in the mokim kodesh. His whole maratov here we learn out. Anytime the Kohen Gadol is changing his clothing, like from one avoida, from the avoida's panim to the avoida's chutz, is toyin tefillah. He has to go to the mikvah. That was a Yehuda's pasuk. So the Mara Ashkechon, very good, this pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, may big day lovin, the big day zov. The pasuk is telling us, he takes off his big day lovin, and now he has to put on the big day zov. So that's good, I know you have to go to the mikvah. How do you know the opposite way? Me big day zov le big day lovin minayin. How do you know in a case when you take off the big day zov and now he's going to put on the big day lovin to go inside lefnayin lefnim? How do you know you have to go to the mikvah also? So more answer to this. Tana the very